There's always one of them things with judgment. A demon, when we are obsessed or possessed or we're driven by those terrible, insatiable lust of the flesh or their suggestiveness, it always leads us to tragedy and we're enveloped in it. Sometimes we pull others down. That's the worst kind there is that old spirit on furlough that used to be in hell. God let him out for some reason. They're going to multiply. In Revelation 9 and 1, let me close here very quickly. Revelation, the 9th chapter. Here's where we're really going to have demon activity unprecedented. The fifth angel sounded, and a star fell to heaven, and he had the key of the bottomless pit. And that star was an angel. He opened the bottomless pit, and a smoke came out of that pit, and the locust came upon the earth, and it was commanded them not to hurt any green grass or any tree, but only those men that have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And they couldn't kill them, but they tormented them 5 months as a torment of a scorpion. In those days, men will seek death and not find it, and desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And they had a king, verse 11 says, over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in Hebrew Abaddon, in the Greek Apollyon. Satan's kingdom is organized against the kingdom of God. And when you're a citizen of God's kingdom, you have a whole organization against your future. And if they can't defer your loyalty to Jesus Christ, he'll create afflictions and temptations and troubles like Job. But though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. I shall then come forth as gold. For I know that he still liveth. For I feel him in my soul. Your danger is a man in the pulpit who's a dead man on furlough, and he is enlivened and emboldened by an evil spirit to not tell you the whole truth. Restrain himself from warning you of God's judgments for sin, rebellion against God's word. And the whole tragedy is in one verse of the Bible I didn't tell you a while ago about. In the 16th chapter of Samuel, after God had rejected Saul, 1 Samuel 16 and 14, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord came on him and troubled him. And after that, he was driven finally to suicide. He tried to kill God's anointed, David. These preachers always want to kill God's anointed. That's always been the Antichrist spirit, kill God's anointed. What are they going to do to the last two prophets of restoration of the church? Revelation 11, after God takes back the shield and the hedge, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war with them, and shall overcome them, and shall kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified 3 days and a half. And all that dwell upon the earth shall see those dead bodies. How? Through television. For 3 days and a half. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God came upon them. And they rose up, and their enemies beheld them. And they heard a voice from heaven saying, come up hither. And they rose out on a cloud back to heaven. And a great earthquake struck the earth. 7,000 men died while they watched it on television. You think God's through with this planet? This late planet Earth that someone wants to write these legends about? We better believe something besides a legend, ladies and gentlemen. Late planet Earth and all that junk. Throw your books away. Clean up the garbage out of your house and get back to the Word of God. Do like they did at Ephesus in Acts 19. Verse 20 said, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. But verse 18 and 19 said, them that they believed came together and burned all their curious arts and confessed and showed their deeds. Praise God. They cleaned their house up out of literature that was going to mislead them, that demons had been the instigator of. Demons are working overtime through men. Don't be afraid of a demon out here if you're under the blood of Jesus. Don't be afraid of him in the spirit. Be afraid of him in a man. Be afraid of that man in the pulpit until you know that man. and you know the message he preaches, and you know God's pleasure with him. That's the greatest curse to America, are preachers that the spirit of Antichrist is entered into or obsessing. Demons on furlough are about to destroy everything God's church stands for. But they're not going to make it, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Truth forever on the scaffold, right forever on the throne. But that scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown standeth God among the shadows, keeping watch above his own. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the ears that have heard. As Jesus said, blessed are your ears that hear. For many wise men and prophets desired to hear the things that you hear and didn't hear, and see the things that you've seen and haven't seen them. Blessed said, Father, I thank you that you reveal these things to babes and sucklings and not to the wise people. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't call many wise, many noble, many mighty. You didn't even call them. You've chosen the things that are foolish to confound the wise, the things that are weak to confound the mighty, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh could glory in your presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. As it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Praise God, our righteousness is by the faith of Jesus in his word. And I have determined not to know anything among your people, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I'm always among them with weakness and fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching is not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that the people of God's faith might not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, may they be edified and go forth, Lord, with a new degree of dogmatism for God's word, a firebrand. Oh, Lord, that's plucked out of the burning to get out here and be a vessel sanctified and honored, meet for the Master's use. Use us all for your glory in these closing hours, when our finest hour will arise upon us, and we'll be strengthened, O Lord, with the glory of God upon us. As